Welcome back to another episode of Discussions. I hope you guys had a lovely, lovely week. I know I did because it's spring break. I'm out that bitch for 7 whole days. I got to visit my big brother. I'm with my family. I'm having a good time. Let's get to the show. So today we're going to discuss natural hair and the long journey that comes with cutting off your hair. I was a fool who decided to cut off my hair 2 years ago, knowing that I don't have any experience with doing my own hair. I was reliable on my mother. I was reliable on my hairstylist. Then I went and chopped that shit off and had to learn a whole new regimen in order to make my hair survive through the winter, through the summer, through the spring, through the fall. I was sick of it. Sick of it. Yeah, it worked out. Yeah, my hair is at a pretty good length that I love. Can't knock the journey, but goddamn was it a long ass journey to get us here. I decided to cut my hair off November 25th, 2017. The reason why I decided to cut my hair off was because it was the definition of damaged. It was relaxed. It was heat damaged. I was not taking care of it. It was shedding terribly. Like, I used to go to my friend's room to get 2 braids, just 2 regular braids on my natural hair, and she would have to sweep up after me because I was shed so much. And at first, she was like, you know what? No, it's normal. It's normal. But then when she really seen how much was coming out of my head, she was like, oh, yeah, you might have to cut that. So when she told me that, I was just like, oh, my God, I really might have to cut my hair. I've been pondering it for the past like year. So I didn't think I was going to actually do it because I'm not trying to come from an insecure place, y'all. This is being for real. My hair was my best feature, okay? It was what made me pretty. Some people got the lips, the eyes, the ass, the titties. I had the hair. Ever since I was a young girl, I had pretty, thick, voluptuous hair. Even with the relaxer. Because my mom only gave me relaxer like once or twice a year. So it wasn't like heavily, heavily damaged from relaxing. It really got damaged when I tried to take it. When I tried to do shit myself, that's when my hair really became damaged. I get that it probably wasn't healthy because of the chemicals of the relaxer, but it was well kept with the relaxer. Thick, long, luscious, beautiful. So yeah, I was sick as hell when I had to come to the decision to cut off my hair myself. It was an emotional journey, y'all. Just thinking about it, I'm like, wow, bitch, you did that. I did that. Anyways, I digress. So I came home for winter break. I had my mind made up. I'm going to go to the salon. I'm going to have her chop this shit off and I'm going to start this journey. So I went to the salon and she was like, oh, are you sure you want to do it? You know, your mom, she's doing the same thing, but she's just taking it slow. You want me to just cut it into like a bob or something and you just go from there? So my ear ass, after watching a billion Big Chop videos, I was pumped. I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't want to do that. I just want to chop it off now. Cause I gotta go back to school in about a month and I just want it all going on. She was like, she asked me like 3 times. Cause mind you, she been doing my hair since I was like 10, 11. So she been with me for a long, long, long periodically time. So she was like, are you sure? Are you sure? I'm like, yes, Danielle, let's do it. Just cut it. Just let it go. Just cut it. Just cut it. So she was like, okay, let me do a cute little style at the end. I should have said no, y'all. But I was like, yeah, go ahead. Like, give me something. She was like, okay, all right, let's do it. So I took one last little ugly picture of my damaged hair. And then she got to cutting. I'm just like, all right, it's not that bad. Because, y'all, backtrack a little bit. When I was transitioning, I was under the impression that I had enough hair to have about medium length hair when it was cut. And the reason why I thought that I would have a lot of hair when she cut it was because during my transitioning stage, I will always check the line of demarcation between my damaged hair and my curly hair. And it was this one piece, I think it was towards the back, and the curly hair was a little bit longer than the damaged hair. So I'm like, oh my God, so all my hair's gonna look like this? Oh, bed it up, let's go. So when she was cutting it, I'm excited as hell, not really paying attention to the fact I didn't really pay attention to how much hair she cut off until I looked across the room and she had swept it into a pile. And I was like, oh shit, what the fuck? At this time, I still didn't look in the mirror. I still didn't look in my camera. I just let her do what she do. So she put me under the dryer because she gave me, it wasn't a twist out because my shit wasn't long enough for a twist out. I think it was mini Bantu knots. I don't know what the hell she did, but she put me under the dryer. I'm excited as hell still. Even though I did see all the hair cut off, I still was excited, y'all. Ooh, child. She gave me that mirror. Ooh, I had to control my facial expression. I wanted to cry so bad. I'm like, oh, shit, what the fuck did I do? Oh, my God. Like, you can see my ears, my head, fat as hell. I was in that bitch distraught, but I was like, thank you, girl. I love it. Oh, my God. But inside, I'm like, oh, my God. Mind you, y'all, I paid $60 for her to cut my hair off. When I could have did it myself, I paid $60 for the hairstyle. That's another reason why I kind of regret getting the hairstyle, because the hairstyle made me pay $60. I could only pay like $40. Even, I'm stressed out already, and it was 2 years ago. It's okay. Anyways, I digress. So I go home. I don't know how I'm feeling at this point. I don't even remember. I go home and I walk in the house. My mom, she's like, I love it. Oh my God. And my dad, he was just looking at me. Because, y'all, my dad's the type of person where he believed that appearance is everything. And he just want to make sure that we always look good. And he wasn't really knowledgeable of the natural hair movement. With him growing up in the 70s, natural hair movement to him was wearing afros with a pick sticking out. That's how he thought it was. He didn't know that our hair could do what it could do. He just was under the impression that I was going to be walking around this bitch with a pick hanging out my head. Talk about black power. Which, there was a period during my journey where I was doing that. I really wish I could insert pictures, y'all, because your girl, I had some stages. Anyways, so my dad was just looking at me, and then Christopher comes out my room. He's my little brother, and he just started laughing. I'm just like, oh, shit. So I go look in the mirror again. I'm just like, oh, my God, bitch, what did you do? But I was all on social media like, oh, my God, I just cut my hair. I can't wait for the journey. Oh, my God. Which part of me, I was excited about the journey, but the other half of me, ooh, I was dying inside. I cried that night because I'm like, oh, what'd I do? And I had to go back to school next month, and people were used to seeing me with hair, so going back to school was a transition because I'm just like, oh my God, I'm bald-headed now. All my little crushes is going to see me without any hair. My ears are little as hell. My head is big as hell. What the fuck? I have to accessorize my face. I got to wear some lip gloss, put some earrings on. I have to... How do I get this shit curly? Because I end up combing out... I washed out the shit that I got done at the shop because I'm just like, oh. So I washed it out and I'm like, it's not curly like in the videos. Not knowing that I had to actually put effort into doing this shit. It's not curly like the videos. What the fuck? Like, I'm in this bitch distraught watching all types of videos. Like, how can I get it like hers? So I'm watching TWA videos, which stands for Teeny Weeny Afro. I'm watching Teeny Weeny Afro videos and I realized I gotta put gel in my hair. I gotta put cream in my hair. I gotta put leave-in in my hair. I gotta do all this different shit. Put all this different shit in my hair. And all I got in my damn cabinet is some shampoo, some conditioner, and some oil. No eco styler, no leave-in, no deep conditioner, no Cantu, no aloe vera, no what's that shit called, the African clay. I ain't got the clay with the apple cider vinegar. I ain't have shit. So the next day, my mom was like, okay, well, we're going to go to the beauty supply store and get you some stuff. So I go to the beauty supply store, and the very first products that I try out was Cream of Nature. It wasn't a certain brand. It was just the red bottle of Cream of Nature. That shit, that Cream of Nature wasn't fucking with my hair. It was too thick, and it weighed down my little teeny tiny curls. And on top of that, I didn't fuck with the smell at all. It was terrible. But that was the day that I was able to get a little bit of curl out of the afro. So I'm like, okay, it's kind of cute. Mind you, my 18th birthday was coming up in like 2 days. So I had to really figure out how the fuck I was going to wear my hair for my birthday. Because I can't be looking like Freddie Jackson on my 18th birthday. So I went to the store. I actually ended up doing my hair pretty nice. It wasn't terrible. I really wish I could put some pictures to show y'all. It wasn't terrible, but it could have been better. But it looked good. It was good enough. So I went to go buy me some hoops from the beauty supply store, got me some lip gloss. Just tried to put me on a little cute outfit, and I think I put a part in my hair. It's before I was looking like what's that man's name? It was before I was looking like Frederick Douglass ass. I had a cute little part, and I thought I had the hang of it. It was decent. It was cute. Like, even my dad liked it. He said, okay, you look cute. I was like, thank you. So I was getting the hang of it slowly but slowly. I say all this to say it really is a journey, y'all. Them past 2 years were the longest 2 years of my life. Honestly, and people always ask me for advice, and the only advice I always give, you just got to know your hair. Like, you need to figure out what your hair like and what it doesn't like. Like, that Cream of Nature, hair did not like it. Hair hated it. Shea Moisture, even though a lot of people say it's overrated and they change their formulas and stuff like that, I don't care. The Curly Hanson Smoothie is my go-to cream. You just got to find what's for you. Find what matches your hair type. And then I had to figure out my hair type and the porosity. And that shit was hard. Even to this day, I still don't know. I think I'm like a 3C, 4A with low porosity hair. I could be wrong. Some people tell me that I don't have type 4 hair. Some people tell me that I probably do. I don't fucking know. Like, me and my friends have this argument all the time because we try to tell each other what each other's hair patterns are, and it just ends up in one big, no, bitch, because, you know, you got this. How you gonna tell me? How you gonna tell me? So, I'm just gonna say that my shit is 3C, 4A with low porosity, which means that my hair has a little trouble retaining the moisture, so I have to get products that really moisturize my actual hair strands. And then with me being 3C, 4A, I was just figuring out if I was kinky, curly, or coily, which type of hair I had. YouTube really fucked me up with this because, like, that's all they cared about. Like, I was 3C, 4A with high porosity, with a chance of low porosity. My hair got five like, I had to learn that my hair is different textures. Some people got 4C hair in the front, 3B hair in the back. It all depends on your hair. So another tip that I would have is don't constantly compare yourself to YouTubers, because they kind of got their shit together and they're getting paid to promote all this stuff. And I'm not knocking their journey. I'm really not. But you just got to figure out what's best for you. Like, you cannot constantly compare yourself to them because different products work on different hair. Your hair, you could think you have the same type of hair as them and you really don't. It helped. Now, YouTube videos, I'm not going to lie, it did help me, like, pick which products to get for my hair, like which brands were good. So what I would do is I would watch a YouTube video with a girl who had like a similar hair type to mine, and I would just get what type of product she used, or I would just become more knowledgeable on all types of hair, kinky, curly, and coily. Even though I don't have really kinky hair, but I still want to know about kinky hair because I have friends who have that type of hair, and I want to be able to help them and guide them in a direction and help them find products that's good for them. So I really just tried to educate myself on all hair types and then just go from there. It was a trial and error. Like, I had to really just figure out which products were best for my hair, and I ended up finding out what my hair liked. My hair likes Shea Moisture. It likes Kenya Rose, Aussie. Now, YouTube would tell you, don't use shampoos with sulfates. Don't use shampoos with this. Which, in essence, is true. You don't want to constantly use shampoos and conditioners with sulfates in them, because you are going to eventually strip your hair of all its oils and you're going to have really dry hair. But those types of shampoos really come in handy when you're taking down a 2-3 month old sew-in, or you've had braids in for about 2-3 months. It's good to use these type of shampoos and conditioners because it's going to clean your scalp all the way. Like, I use Aussie shampoo when I take down my braids because I know I'm going to have a clean scalp. If you don't use shampoos without the sulfates in them, you're not really giving your hair the deep cleanse it needs. Your scalp, you need to remove all that buildup out of your scalp. And I know firsthand, when we have braids, we put edge control in our hair. We put stuff to keep the frizz down, like spritz and stuff, and got to be glued on our edges and just to get the flyaways down, and we put mousse on our hair. So we have all these products building up on our hair for about 2 months on top of already having a dirty scalp. You don't want to use a Shea Moisture shampoo and just clean the surface. You want to make sure your head is getting cleaned, which is why I highly recommend using Aussie. Because Aussie, it's a good and moisturizing shampoo. It's going to give you the deep clean that you need, but it's also going to moisturize it so that your hair is not completely dry when it's time to condition. Or some people, what I used to do in the beginning of my journey, I used to condition first to give my hair some moisture after not having it moisturized for a couple months, and then I would go in and shampoo it. Simple as that. And then the next wash, you can use your Shea Moisture type shampoo without the sulfates, and you're good. But if you're taking down extremely dirty hair, you want to make sure you get all that buildup out, because having all that buildup on your scalp is going to defer your growth. It's not going to grow as fast because it's your hair follicle is trying to grow through grime and dirt and dandruff and shit. So, yeah. I just say take heed to what the YouTubers are saying, because some YouTubers, they really do know what they're talking about, but like some of them, they really do go above and beyond. And I'm not knocking nobody's journey, and it works for them, but I'm a broke college student, and some shit I can't do. I can't afford to use 5 different products in 1 week because I can't afford those 5 different products. Shea Moisture is expensive in itself, so having to get Shea Moisture, Camille Rose, Diva Curl, that's some expensive. That's about $25 on just Diva Curl, which means I'm spending about $50 in essence on all my hair products. So I just stick to what's best for me, and it really has worked, because I went from my hair being above my ears to down my back in 2 years. I've learned to do twist outs, braid outs. Well, my mom has given me braid outs because I'm not really good with braiding yet. I'm getting there. But I do twist outs and just different wash and goes. And I love me a puff. I love me a puff. So I had to really figure out what my hair liked and what it didn't like, and just figure out what was best for me. And it worked out. And I love my hair now. I have braids. So the hair journey, it was long, y'all. It was a lot of nights where I just wanted to cut this shit back off. I had to worry about getting it flat on and cutting my ends. Oh, by the way, get y'all ends trimmed. Like, because if you don't, you're going to have a bunch of shedding. And they have all these natural tips on how you can get rid of shedding, rice water, tea bags. But ultimately, you need to get it trimmed. Even if you do like a little diva trim and trim it on your natural hair, you can do that. But trim your ends, because that's why my hair is not as long as it should be. Because that first year, they were like, oh, don't get your hair flat on, don't put heat on your hair, don't do that. So I wasn't putting heat on my hair, and then I wasn't trimming my ends. So then when I went to get my hair flat on by this lady in Detroit named Mary, go check out her Instagram. I think it's Hairstyles by Mary. She is, wow, that girl can do some hair. When I went to her, I was like, is my hair where it should be after a year? She said, yeah, it's a nice length, but you also have to, she had to cut 2 inches off. So she's like, but you also have to remember to get your hair trimmed regularly, like every, I think it's 2 months. And she's like, because it could be a lot longer, but because you didn't trim it, I had to cut a lot off, which, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, all right, I got you. So just try to trim your ends the best way you can. I know a lot of people don't really fuck with getting heat, but it's easier for me to get my hair trimmed when I get my hair flat on. And both times, I've been natural for 2 years, and I've only had my hair flat on 2 times. Both times were amazing. My hair reverted back like it was nothing. You couldn't even tell that I had my hair flat on last week. So just be careful when you go to your stylist. If you trust your stylist, okay, you're good. But if you don't have a normal stylist, find one who will honor your hair being natural and still get it silky without damaging it. Because I don't want nobody to go get their hair flat on and they say, oh shit, my shit was supposed to revert and I was damaged. You got to pick the right person, because a lot of these hairstylists nowadays, they don't really give a fuck. They just want their money. So you need to find you a stylist that give a fuck. If you live in Detroit, I recommend Hairstyles by Mary. Now, because she's that good, her books are filled. So try to get in where you fit in, because sis is booked and busy. But I enjoy going to her so much, because sis knew what she was talking about. She knew what she was doing. She was sweet. And she knows what she's doing. That girl, she could do a silk press on your shit and have it revert like that. So go to her. Anyways, this hair journey shit, it's real. It really is a journey. I love my hair and I hate my hair so much. When I had it out, I wanted to get braids so bad. And now that I have braids, I want to take them out so bad. So it really is a love-hate relationship. But it's worth it. I love having healthy hair. I love seeing how far I've come. I've managed to get my hair longer than it used to be in 2 years. and it was worth it. I've become more confident in my hair. When I thought about, like, I used to be so insecure. When I had to go back to school with that short ass hair, I was so insecure. I was like, bro, what the fuck did I just do? I look like a little boy. But then going through that journey, I started to embrace it. Doing cute little styles and I did wear the Afro pick in my hair a couple of times during Black History Month. But it was cute to me and it's still cute to me, so I don't give a fuck. Anyways, I had to learn to love my hair for how it was. I had to embrace it. And now I'm confident in it. Like, looking back, I used to be like, oh shit, I was ugly as hell. But I wasn't. Shit, I was cute. I look cute with short hair. Would I do it again? I don't know if I would do it again, just for the simple fact that it was a hassle. But I don't know. Maybe one day in the future when I go through my midlife crisis, I might cut my hair off again. I don't know. We'll see. But I don't know. I don't know yet. But yeah. So that was my natural hair journey. It was difficult. It was long. But like I said, it really was worth it. And if you are contemplating on cutting your hair or trimming it or going natural or whatever you're deciding on doing, and you want to talk about it or ask me any questions or ask me how I did it, then go ahead, hit me up on my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I have it all. I'll leave it all in the description. Oh my gosh, I sound like a YouTuber. No, but seriously, if you have any questions about natural hair or if you want to know more about my journey, just hit me up. I'm completely open with it, especially with the products I use and stuff. I know some people are a little standoffish with what they do for their hair, but I really don't give a fuck. At the end of the day, it's out there. It's a public thing. So why not share my knowledge to y'all? Why not share what products I use with y'all? You know, shit, we all want healthy hair. But anyways, I hope y'all have a lovely week. I'll see y'all next week. As you can see, I stuck to the schedule. Really proud of myself. And I really do appreciate everyone that's been listening. My listeners has gone up and I'm so happy. I feel so accomplished. Like, I don't care if it's 1 or 100 people listening, but I'm just glad that people are taking time out to listen to it. So I want to say thank you to everyone who's listening to discussions and that's reposting me and posting me on y'all Snapchats and shit. Like, I really appreciate that. I really appreciate the support because I didn't think that people would really listen to this for real. So I'm grateful as fuck that y'all are listening to this. Like, it makes me so happy. It makes me want to get better too. So thank you again. I hope y'all have a safe and lovely week. If you're going on spring break within the next few weeks, please be careful, watch your drinks, and wash your hands. See you next week.